Today, on this Tuesday of the second week of Easter, I wanted to focus on our first reading, which was so beautifully read, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. And it really tells us the marks of the early church. What was the early Catholic Church like? Well, of course, you had the apostles, you had St. Peter, the head of the apostles, and then you had deacons were chosen, and then we see the early Christian community gathering in prayer for the breaking of the bread. And as you know, before the churches were built, the Holy Eucharist was celebrated by the apostles in houses, in the homes. Eventually, the church would be persecuted, so they even had to go below ground to the catacombs. And then after 315, when Christianity was legal under Constantine, then you had churches begun to be built after that. But what we see today is really a glimpse of the early church. And what does St. Luke tell us here in the Acts of the Apostles? The community of believers was of one heart and one mind. What a beautiful thing that is to see, that unity, that the followers of Christ were in one heart and one mind. And then it says, no one claimed any of his possessions for his own, but they held everything in common. So there was this concern for one another, taking care of the really spiritual and material needs of each other. So people in the early days of the church were very concerned about one another, taking care that everybody had enough food, had clothing, had shelter. They were very concerned about each other. And then it says, with great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. This would cost them their life to bear witness to the resurrection. As you know, every apostle died in defense of the resurrection, except St. John the Beloved died of advanced age, dying of love of Christ. But the other apostles would be willing to die for their belief in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It says, great favor was accorded to them all. Favor means grace, so they received abundant graces. There was no needy person among them. For those who owned property and houses would sell their houses and property, and from the proceeds of the sale, place the money at the feet of the apostles, who would then distribute it to everyone in need. Again, this concern for the poor, concern for the needy. And just as today people give money to the Samaritans, the House of Mercy, to the church, and the we distribute it to needy families, the same thing. 2,000 years later, we're doing the exact same thing. You support the church through your offertory, through special collections, you know, Dominican Republic, Haiti, these different places, and then this money is placed at the feet of the apostles, at the foot of the altar, and then it's distributed to those in need. So we're doing what the apostles had talked about. And then lastly, it gives the example of Joseph, also called Barnabas. The word Barnabas means the son of encouragement. The word Bar means son. Simon Bar Jonah, Simon son of Jonah. Barnabas, the son of encouragement. And it mentions that he sold a piece of property that he owned and put the money again at the feet of the apostles, and it was given to those in need. So, of course, we all know what the four marks of the church are. The church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. But the original four marks of the church when it was first founded was, number one, the breaking of the bread and prayer. So that was one of the marks of the early church, that the early Catholics would come together for the Eucharist and for prayer, again in the homes. Secondly, the preaching of the apostles, especially about the resurrection of Christ. Third, possessions in common, sharing with one another. And fourth, generosity to the poor. Now, those are the four marks of the early church: prayer in the Eucharist, preaching, the apostolic preaching, sharing taking concern about the possessions of each member of the early church, and then 4, generosity to the poor. So those are the marks of the early church, and we need to constantly use that as an examination of conscience for ourselves. Are we doing those same things? Are we gathering together, which of course we are, in prayer and for the Holy Eucharist, the preaching of the faith, sharing our possessions with one another, and taking care, especially of the needy and the poor.